And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, a case against.
Ooh. It almost sounds lawyery-ish.
A case against. Also, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best from the best of the best from the best of the best of Christian talk radio. We're going to look at something that's, I think, very important for us to understand. It's called The Way Back. The Way Back. And then we'll close it out with the number 1,000 in the Bible.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? What do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Yes, I have a screw loose. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation except the topic of lifesavers, which if you don't know, they're in the form of a lifesaver with a hole in the middle of them. Why? So if they get stuck in your throat, you can still breathe. Hey. It's not just professional radio. It's useless trivia that'll get you through the day. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Another terrorist attack in France today, this time in front of the famed Louvre Museum in Paris. Correspondent Angela Charlton reports a man's been shot and wounded after attacking soldiers outside of one of Paris's major landmarks.
A knife-wielding man shouting, Allahu Akbar, attacked French soldiers on patrol near the Louvre Museum. Officials are describing it as a suspected terrorist attack. The soldiers first tried to fight off the attacker, and then they opened fire, shooting him 5 times.
Charlton says the army patrol had their suspicions in the moments before they were attacked.
The soldiers on patrol were certainly concerned about some kind of danger when they saw this man carrying 2 backpacks. They probably suspected some explosives. However, they later checked the backpacks and police found no such explosive. They did find that the man had at least 2 machetes. One of which he used to attack the soldiers.
President Donald Trump says he's moving ahead on plans to scrap financial rules that were in the 2010 Wall Street overhaul package.
We're assigning core principles for regulating the United States financial system. Doesn't get much bigger than that, right?
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer explains the reasoning behind the president's decision.
The Dodd-Frank Act is a disastrous policy that's hindering our markets, reducing the availability of credit, and crippling our economy's ability to grow and create jobs. It imposed hundreds of new regulations on financial institutions.
The Trump administration is retaliating for Iran's recent ballistic missile test, but in a way that doesn't directly undercut the Obama administration's landmark nuclear deal. The new sanctions target more than 24 people and companies from Iran, and they come after the White House put Iran on notice over its missile test. It's Trump's first package of penalties against Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow recovered today, up 186 points. The Nasdaq rose 31. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel. I can get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I hope you have your seatbelt on, whether you're in a car or not. You might just need that today. I'm feeling just a little fired up. I'm just warning you. You've been warned. I'm just saying. You've been warned. Don't get mad at me. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, as you just heard. One of our dearest friends in the world is Excalibur Roofing, Eric and Ingrid Holloway. I do want to say this about them, because, you know, you hear the commercials, and they're funny commercials. By the way, one of them won an award. It's, you know, that's not bad. It's the first commercial I wrote. It's been downhill ever since. So the bottom line is these guys are just committed to what they do and to the people they work with. And I got to tell you what happened. Can I tell on somebody? You've never heard this story before. I'm going to tell you. Okay. In 3.5 years, we had one person that was not happy with Excalibur Roofing and wrote an email. And it turned out to be a competitor who had heard the stuff on the radio. I'm not kidding you. And sent an email, which we tracked it down. It's like, wait. That's how good they are. 3.5 years as a roofer, no honest complaints. Which, by the way, the person that did that complaint against them being a roofer tells you in the roofing industry, there are some dishonest people. That's what it tells you. So instead of doing business with somebody that you're like going, I don't know what's going on here, do it with somebody of quality character. Excalibur Roofing with Eric and Ingrid Holloway are quality Christians in the community, serving in their church and in their community, their family, their brothers and sisters, in life and in the Lord. If you have a roof issue, get in touch with them. 760-743-8803. I've never told that story before. I just decided it's worthwhile at this point. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. You can also go to Facebook and just type in Excalibur Roofing. You go, oh, that's the guy that helped sponsor the show. That guy's cool. Oh, that's the lady. She's cool. Oh, look at their team. Oh, look at their church. It's cool. Excalibur Roofing, because it's cool. How about that? I don't know if that will work. We'll just go with it. I do want to tell you also of our very good friends. Now, you know, Pastor Devin Berryhill, he doesn't like to be called pastor because he helps coordinate the schools at San Diego Calvary Chapel and helps coordinate some other things. He's a great guy. Right spirit, right heart, right mind. His family, I think it was his dad, he told me. I'm going to tell you something again. You've never heard this. His dad wrote Wipeout. You know the Wipeout kind of thing? His dad wrote that. Wow. It's like you just learn so much stuff when you kind of tune in the radio. Anyway, what they're doing at San Diego Calvary Chapel on the 18th, I want to make sure you know when this is, the 18th,
So that's 2 weeks from tomorrow. For dating purposes, if this is a best of, you can live with the fact that I'm making an announcement about an event. Okay? All right. On February 18th at 8 a.m., they're having the men's big breakfast. Mike Payne, Calvary Chapel, Budapest, going to be leading worship.
Ooh.
They're going to be speaking. The pastor Brian's going to be speaking. Devin will be there. Mike McIntosh will be there. It's a breakfast that is a life-changing, altering experience. This is not a regular, let's get together for a men's meeting. I think this is a men's meeting kind of on steroids, behind steroids, if all steroids were legal kind of thing. Men's big breakfast. It's called Run for the Prize. 1 Corinthians 9:24 is the passage they're using. To get more information, calvarysandiego.com. No phone number. Calvary, you got to be able to use the internet, you know, to be able to figure this out. calvarysandiego.com. I'll give you the phone number next week. I just forgot to write it on the piece of paper. Love me anyway. All right, let's get to it. Our DDD. Let's have our DDD music play. What do we got? That's a little Perry Mason for you, right? Nice job. Good job. The title... No. Della. Excellent memory. Della. Della, ask me that again? Okay. All right. The title of this, A Case Against. A Case Against. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 says this. Hear the word of the Lord, people of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land. Ooh. There is no truth, no faithful love, and no knowledge of God in the land.
Ooh.
Listen to that. The Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, no faithful love, and no knowledge of God in the land. There are three things that Hosea defines. And by the way, as prophets go, Hosea's life was like, you just have to read. If you've never read this book in the Old Testament, first of all, when your pastor says, turn to the book of Hezekiah, that's not a book in the Old Testament, okay? That's a king of Israel, okay? So calm down. Or king the people of Israel. Number two, he says three things that the Lord has a case against, and one of them has a split meaning. I love that. There is no truth, no faithful love, and no knowledge of God in the land. No truth means no true, no true to the law, no true to the word, no true to the declarations, the prophets, the psalms, the communications of God. And then there's no true, no sincerity, no reality, people being fake all over the place. Double-fold meaning. And so one of the things that bugs the Lord is when people ignore his word and then put on a mask. Do you know one of the things that Jesus taught against the most that he absolutely could not stand, he absolutely despised it, was hypocrites, hypocrites. And a hypocrite was a person who actually worked in the play industry and had a mask, and they put one mask on, they took it off, put another mask on, took it off, put another mask on, and they were different characters with all these masks. And that's one of the things the Lord really despises. If you're not sure about that, look at Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. As the New Testament church people, God went, boom, you're dead. Here's the key. God wants truth, and we want his people to be true. The second thing he says is there's no faithful love. And when you think about faithful love, you got to think, well, what does that mean? What it means is that there's no faithful or consistent love. We may fall under a little bit of acknowledgement on this when we say we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, but we do that about 70% of the time, 75% of the time, 80% of the time. That's what not being faithful in love means. It means not being consistent in the love. Some of us are operating in faithful love, two times a week, one time a week, one moment in a week or a month. It's like that does not really qualify. We need to live the life for faithful love, consistent love. We need to be people that embrace the truth, and we need to be people that embrace being true. Nothing says witness like you being you. I'm a mess. I've done this, but Jesus Christ saved me. That's like the best testimony there is in the world. Not, I'm perfect. You be perfect too or go to hell. I mean, that's a fantastic witness. Get out. It's like, come on. So we got to be true and we want to acknowledge truth and we want to be consistent or faithful, loving towards the Lord and towards the people around us. And then the third thing that the Lord says he has a case against the inhabitants of the land is that there is no knowledge of God in the land. And this one is the one that people are going to go, uh-oh. There was no sharing about God. So, you know, we talked yesterday about your mouth and about your heart and how that works, and then you'll be able to kind of tell where you're at by evaluating your words. Well, I've got a message for you. The Lord had a case against the inhabitants of the land from the prophet Hosea because he simply said, there's no knowledge of God in the land. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows the truth. Nobody knows what he's done. By the way, this leads to a generation of people that don't know God, which then creates disaster for the country in and of itself, right? So there's three things the Lord's like saying to us. Like, first of all, truth, as in the law, as in the prophets, as in the Psalms, as in the Word, and in our case, because it's New Testament, as in everything in the Old and New Testament between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. The other thing is faithful love, which means consistent love, which means you're not a part-time Christian. Not a part-time Christian. And then three, the Lord has a case against the people because there's no knowledge of God in the land because nobody is sharing the truth or sharing what God is doing. And these are three things that all of us want to do a better job at. In our case, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, but that does not remove us from responsibility to do the things that please the Lord. So let's do it. I mean, we can. Let's do it. You can tell the truth and be true. You can be consistent in your love. And you can share about the Lord. I can do it. You can do it. We can do it. Let's do it. Get it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Life Christian Church presents its annual Holy Spirit Conference featuring Dr. Mark T. Barclay, a prophet and apostle to thousands of pastors and ministers worldwide. A prolific author and nationally acclaimed television host, Dr. Barclay is an anointed teacher and timely voice of stability and righteousness in this day and hour. He has been sought after by some of the highest level executives, politicians, and national power players for his divine leadership and counsel. Come and hear this man of God. Dr. Mark T. Barclay has his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the church universally and what's happening and going to happen in these times of unrest. This special week-long event will be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 31st through Friday, January 3rd, and 10:30 morning sessions at Life Christian Church, 1132 North Melrose Drive, Vista, California, north of the 78. For more information, visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300. Visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300 for more information on this powerful event.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and the situation can become incredibly messy if the proper groundwork has not been set. To set up your free consultation with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. Robert J. Bomber, a good person to have on your side.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, Go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. In just a minute, we're going to be joined by our number one guest. He's our number one guest. By the way, on Wednesday, we hit our 1,000th show. So to be the number one guest on this show just means either you're really good, which in his case he is, or really, really gullible to come back on the show as many times as I've asked him. Either way, but I do want to mention this real quickly on American Leprosy. We just had them in. Scott Wilder hanging out with me, the Texas radio legend, Scott Wilder, talking about the reality that there are people that need help. And American Leprosy Mission is doing a fantastic job. For $90, you can help 3 kids with the cure of leprosy, and when they get the medicine, they get the gospel of Jesus Christ. You want to talk about receptivity? You get medicine that saves your life? I think you're listening. You give them a call, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or of course, you can always go to kprz.com, where we do everything and make it easy for you to process. Ladies and gentlemen, our favorite son of the show, our very own Russell Shubin, who is the director of Christian Outlook, which you can go to christianoutlook.com or just listen here at KPRZ, Saturday, 11 p.m., Sundays, 4 p.m., Sunday nights, 11 p.m. Russell, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be with you again.
Always good to have you. Did you get that email I sent you on the 1,000 shows?
Yes, I did. Congratulations. That's very exciting. That's quite a landmark. And has it gone quickly, or has it been, does it seem like, what is that, three and a half years?
All right. Well, it's a little over 4 years, so I'll tell you what it is. Although for many people, it seems like 3 years. For other people, it seems like 13 years. But I'll just tell you what it is. Number one, they said, Dave, you'll never make it past 992 shows. So I proved them wrong. And then number two, I just started yesterday. The whole thing's an illusion. You've been on 100 times, only in your mind. How about that? Talk to me, my good friend, about the show. What do you got rolling?
Well, we've got a lot rolling because, there's a lot happening in the news. Not boring times in any capacity. The selection of Neil Gorsuch as a to fill the seat of Antonin Scalia is very exciting. Those who are have a degree of skepticism about Trump and the Trump administration should, if they are conservative in any capacity and believe that the role of the court ought to be to interpret laws and instead of make laws, they ought to be excited about Gorsuch. This is something worth fighting for, to make sure he gets confirmed. Georgine Rice talks to Rachel Bovard of Heritage Foundation, and we also catch up with Matt Staver of Liberty Council, and Staver points out the judicial philosophy that ought to make him a long-term, because he's a younger man, a long-term member of the court that fills the seat of Scalia really, really well. So exciting stuff. David French talks to us about the immigration policy that was announced from the president and the hysteria surrounding it. And he kind of gets past the hysteria and looks what's at the basis of it. And the rollout was certainly not smooth, but the policy itself is really not particularly controversial. What happened at the Louvre even today, a terrorist yelling Allahu Akbar and trying to cause harm right there in Paris ought to be a reminder of the sorts of people who would love to do the same thing here. We also talked to Genevieve Wood, also of the Heritage Foundation. She joined Don Crow. Talk about just the changing, the terrain that's changing, or the ground shifting under us, and how and what contributed to what we're seeing now in the Trump administration. Stephen Nichols of Reformed Theological Seminary talks to us about the need to be informed by Scripture, renewed by Scripture, and to recognize, as we talk about things in the public square, to recognize that God is sovereign over all nations, the rise and fall, including that of ours. And Michael Medved talks to us about the uniqueness of our nation and the long history of a number of things that somebody might call luck. Even you or I might call one of them good luck or good fortune, but if you see the string of them that contributed to our nation's founding, our nation's growth, and then what has made us the most the strongest nation and the most enduring democracy that the world has known, Michael ends up calling it the American Miracle. That's the title of his new book, and it's a great book, and he's a great storyteller. He joined Mark Elstrand, and it's great stuff. I think listeners will really enjoy it. So that's what we got.
Yeah, it's good range, and you got a lot of different things, a lot of things happening. So there was just a ton for you to have to pick through and kind of sift through. So let's cover on a couple of these. It's going to be hard to do it in our short time, but let's just do the best we can. First and foremost, let's just deal. I kind of want to do these, go back to that first one. So with the pick for the Supreme Court, with Judge Neil Gorsuch, my question is, at this point, do people who have made the proclamation in the conservative circles, never Trump, now pull that back a little, recognizing, you know, the guy did exactly what he was going to say. He put out a list of judges, 17 judges, picked out of that list and said, this is who I'm doing, this is what I'm doing. We already knew the Democrats were going to lose it, and I don't know if you know this or not, they found a bunch of signs that said, we oppose, and then there was a blank underneath it, and then it said, for Supreme Court. So it was like, you've got to be kidding, right? That was beforehand. Yeah, and so that's exactly what they had. They actually had a sign. It was a congressman who pulled up the sign and showed it. So it's like, that is so incredible. But my question is, do the forget that side. They're losing their mind. Do the never Trumpers pull it back?
I think there's a portion of them that do, and I don't know if the label never Trump is the right one for your question. I think maybe ones that were critical or highly critical of Trump, those people are certainly given pause in their criticism, or if they're inclined to find the good and praise it, which as believers we ought to praise the good, really, no matter what the source comes from. And I think with this selection, you have to see. I'm going actually to the end of the story. You have to see the hand of providence. The fact that the seat of Antonin Scalia could be filled with somebody that has decades to serve on the court and would be and have a very similar worldview. Has to give you pause, and it does. I do think there are a number, not people that have become, let's say, pro-Trump or bullish on Trump, but willing to commend the good when they see it, willing to cheer that, and let the president get started. Some of the scandal. Well, I'm getting past your immediate question, but that's how I'd respond to that on those that have been critical of Trump.
All right, now I'm going to give you something I have only given you one other time. You've been on the show over 100 times. I have never given you this before. Well, I've given this to you once. I've given it to you this one. I'm going to give it to you again, second time only, which is a opportunity to not answer a question I'm going to pose to you. Okay?
Okay.
You have that right. That's that freedom. I give that to the people that are on my show. So when we were talking about never Trumpers, you're right. I probably could have used a better definition. In specific, I was thinking about Glenn Beck, who was very anti-Trump, but not so loud now. And is that the kind of person that might be thinking, well, you know what? I've got to at least have this attitude of, you know, give him that opportunity to see what he does, because so far he's holding to what he said.
Well, I stopped tracking with Glenn Beck a long time ago, so I couldn't have told you where he was in recent days. In broad strokes, I knew he was critical of Trump in the run up to the election, but since he won the nomination and secured the presidency and now he is president, I haven't caught up with him. But a number of those individuals that are maybe less high profile than Glenn Beck, they're just quieted. They're more muted, and if there's something crazy, they'll speak loudly, but hopefully when something good happens, they'll be able to say it and say it, you know, without a but or a qualifier. And if the president knows that he has a growing base of support, of including some who were not supportive of him during the election, well, that's going to help him in 4 years. So when he does something good, people ought to be willing to say it.
Yeah, and I think that the thing that and I've said this before, you know, from a business point of view, a financial point of view, pretty optimistic. Culturally, I'm cautious, you know, and I think that's how Christians should be playing it until they see things break out. But I think it's a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Bandwagon-ish to say, he's a disaster, he does really good things. Nobody gives the praise out of that group. And then as soon as he does something wrong, and he will, I mean, he'll do something wrong that's wrong, they're going to go, see, we told you. And it's just like, I don't know. It just seems kind of like that's a fair weather fan, bandwagon-y kind of person, doesn't it? It's not very consistent.
Well, and there are people who feel like they maybe they've perhaps painted themselves into a corner and feel obligated to maintain their position. And I think listeners who've tracked know that I was critical of Trump and skeptical, but this is a decision that is one to be proud of and not even and to be unequivocal in our support. And hopefully there's much more.
Yeah.
You look at what's happening with Theresa May and Prime Minister of Great Britain, and you wonder if it could be some parallel of the Thatcher Reagan era with the, you know, the keen and articulate voice again being from the UK. Theresa May is just terrific. This could be on the global stage. Hopefully we could see a renewed American strength. And for a lot of people who put Trump in office that weren't Republicans before, it could change things for the nation. That is the political landscape for us.
You know, the one position I would not want, though, for the next 4 years anyway, is position of I'm in the media, I'm non-biased, I don't have an opinion, here's the news. Because it's like there's almost no news that is neutral. I mean, there's just like, it just all the words that they're choosing. I'm looking at this, and I mean, there are people in like CNN, MSNBC, the ABC, they're freaking out. I mean, they are just, they're going nuts. It's true. It's like, you don't want to say it, but they're going bonkers.
Well, hopefully we'll be covering some of this in our programs to come. But the story that listeners ought to be paying attention to is really how weak we are right now, because the president is fighting an uphill battle just to fill his own cabinet. The Democrats can think what they like of him, but he won the election. He ought to be able to fill out his cabinet without everything being a hill to die on, without every nominee being somebody who absolutely must be stopped. And that story ought to be covered in a greater capacity by media, because they want to speak from Chuck Schumer's point of view and not from a neutral point of view that recognizes at a historical level this is it's unprecedented, the obstruction that is happening at the front end of this administration.
And that's an excellent observation. We're going to leave it there because I can go another 20 minutes on this, but you know, I can't do that. But I'd like to, but I just can't do that. Excellent job. And that was a great approach, and I'm hoping in the future you and I can go down that road because I want to examine that, not even using the examples, just the spirit that's behind all of this stuff is insane. But what you guys offer on Christian Outlook is that different perspective that people need to know, the Christian perspective, the Christian outlook, and it's not just for politics, but it's for Christian living. So we encourage you to go to ChristianOutlook.com, go to the website, check out the show, or listen here. KPRZ, Saturday 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. You got to check it out. This man is the man who puts it all together. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure, and you have a great weekend, and congratulations once again. 1,000 shows. May God give you another 1,000 and more.
Thank you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. You're in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, the things I never tell you folks. First and foremost, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is an excellent way to do it. Also, if you go to Facebook, I pretty much read all my Facebook posts. And the reason that I do that is because there's this group of people that don't necessarily listen to the radio show, but kind of, you know, get into those. And so I write them out, give them to them, and then decide it's pretty good for the audience, and I share with that. So if you don't go to Facebook, you're not going to offend me. I'm just saying. If you don't listen to the show, you couldn't hear me say this now. That's not going to offend me. Didn't you hear me say that? Oh, if you're not listening, I guess you didn't. Oh, we're going to get right into our DDD, which has a sound to it. The title of this is called The Way Back. What do we got for that? You will lead me from glory to glory. All right, here we go. Now, you always know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You should know that now. Right now, if you're just listening for the first time, or you haven't listened to the show in length, just so you can understand, this show has a 1,000% bias in it. 1,000%. We're not going to lie about it like the other outlets. We are 1,000% Bible-oriented. We believe that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are a part, an intrinsic part of our existence, the reason that we live. And we believe that the rule or the way to walk, the plumb line, comes between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, and we make no apologies to anybody for it. I'm sorry about that. And the thing that I have said before and would say again, if for those that are listening, is like, well, that's just so arrogant. Well, that's great, but when you die and you actually face God, why don't you tell him that? Because the government doesn't have a heaven to put you in, but Jesus Christ does. So make a choice. Just make a good choice. This is entitled The Way Back. We've already heard the music. Comes out of Hosea 3:4-5. Going to take an extra 2 minutes on this one just so that we can make sure we get the whole thing in. That's my way of telling Tugboat Todd we're going to take an extra 2 minutes without writing anything. Here is what it says. For the Israelites must live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, and without ephod or household idols. Afterwards, the people of Israel will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they will come with awe to the Lord and to his goodness in the last days. What do we know about the last days? There are many passages in the Old and New Testament that talk about the last days. I had a preacher tell me one of the best things I've ever heard about the last days. He said, I am not specifically sure which day will be the last day, but I can tell you this. Today is closer to the last day than yesterday. I'm like, wait, what? He goes, today is closer to the last days than yesterday. And if there's a tomorrow, that will be closer too. Get it? So you have the last days, but yesterday is not as close as today. Get it? All right, I'll explain. It's just so funny. It's like, wow, that's genius all by itself. So here is what the Lord said. Israel for a while, the Israelites are going to live without fleshly leadership, without religious traditions, without inappropriate prayers, and they are going to need to return and seek the Lord. I want to mention this because a good segment here of people understand Matthew 6:33, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. The concept of seeking is important to understand. Colossians 3:1-2 actually gives a definition of seeking. It says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated. Set your minds on things above. The way that you seek something is you set your mind to it and you set your heart to it. That's how you do it. You seek it by setting your mind to it and you're setting your heart to it. You want to know how you seek losing weight? You make a lot of changes in life mindsets about losing weight. There's nobody who's going to argue that. You don't say, I'm going to lose weight and then never pay it any more attention or do anything about it. You do the things you need to do because you put yourself in the process. Well, why do you think that's different for seeking the kingdom? You seek the kingdom. You put it in at the forefront of your mind, the forefront of your heart, and that becomes an issue for you, seeking God's kingship in whatever you're doing. But here's the kick that I want to give you, the kind of the flavorish, you know, what is that, a karachi sauce? Is that what they call that, the karachi? Is it that's it, right? It's not karachi? Is that karachi's like a bad karate? Okay. All right. Well, it should be used on a pastrami. It's all I know. It says, come in awe and come knowing the goodness. Here it is. They will come with awe to the Lord and to his goodness in the last days. We're supposed to come to the Lord in awe, reverence, respect, appreciation, acknowledgement. So in this seeking process, the way back to the Lord is much simpler than we think. It's through Jesus Christ, and you come with awe. You don't go with awe, you go with awe. As the Lord is worthy of our honor, respect, appreciation, acknowledgement. But the thing that I think a lot of people miss is that last little bit where he says, they will come with awe to the Lord and to his goodness. Folks, when you come to the Lord, you're not coming to a father or a parent that's just going to smack you on the head. You are coming to the God of goodness. And you need to know when you come to the Lord, he is good to you. He treats you good. He takes care of you. He protects you. He loves you. He guides you. He puts his arms around you. He pours his grace on you. He pours his mercy into your heart. When you come to the way back on the Lord, when you're coming to the Lord, when you're bringing yourself back through Jesus Christ, when you're acknowledging that and seeking that and doing that, you need to have this in your mind. God is good. And when you come to him, you need to come knowing his goodness is for you. Come to the goodness of God. Don't have it be a false God. Don't have to be a ridiculous God. Don't have to be a stupid image God that's tied to some human authority. God is good. Come to him in his goodness and let him pour it out on you. What's wrong with that? Nothing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the word thousand in the Bible.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the yard?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
This is John MacArthur here with today's Portraits of Grace. Are you familiar with what happened at the Jerusalem Council recorded in Acts 15? You should be, because it illustrates how the Holy Spirit gives guidance. The council convened to determine what principles of conduct the Jewish early church should place on the new Gentile converts. After much prayerful discussion, the council decided it wasn't necessary for them to obey Moses' law, ceremonial law, as a means of salvation. They were confident their decision was from the Holy Spirit, and in accord with God's will, so they said, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. That should encourage you in your dependence on the Spirit's guidance as well. If you're faithful to hear, read, and study the Word, and if you desire to know what it means truly, then you will know what seems good to the Holy Spirit.
What is your attitude toward your boss, your department head, someone in authority over you? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Someone once said, business is a lot like the game of tennis. Those who don't serve well end up losing. Do you serve well under someone else's authority? How's your attitude toward that person? You see, having the right attitude can be especially tough. This is true if the person to whom you answer is a difficult individual, or an incompetent leader, or even worse, one whose weaknesses you know all too well. This is not only a test of your loyalty, it's a test of your Christian maturity.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Oh, Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. What a week. We have had something. We've had a pretty good week. I think it's been a lot of fun. I'm looking at the weather. I'm just telling you, the clouds, they are increasing. If we're doing this during replay at night, don't worry. At this time at night, the clouds will be even more increased. It would still be accurate. I can see that in people's future. All right. As many people know, we made a lot of fun of and had a lot of fun with our 1,000th show because it's a milestone. It's not the biggest milestone. I mean, Mark Larson's done 55,000. But then again, he was doing radio right about the time that Barney the Dinosaur. Okay. I'll just move on from there. So the idea, though, is that for me, a new career, I'm in my 50s, right? And I do a new career. It's like, okay.
Yeah, 1,000 is amazing. It's pretty awesome.
I'm glad that we got there. But I did want to do this one thing, and I talked to the GM about this. That's our general manager, Professor Why Not. See, we used to have Professor X and Professor Y. Now we have Professor Why Not. Okay. And so I did a little bit of research. Actually, I took somebody else's material. I'll tell you, I don't even mind. The guy's name is Ron. I can't read the last name. Ron. That guy. And I did some studies, and I thought this was kind of cool, and I thought I'd share it. So 1,000, we did the 1,000th show, remember? So the word 1,000, we're going to use the King James Bible for this because this is where he did all his study. The word 1,000 appears 521 times in the King James Bible. So he did something cool, Robert did. I really wish I could pronounce his last name, but it's like virtually impossible to read it. But let's just say it's Ronald B. We'll leave it there. And here's some of the stats that he came up with I thought were fascinating. Okay. You know, we know in Revelation 21, the devil is bound for 1,000 years, right? Revelation 20, verse 4, the saints reign for Christ with Christ for 1,000 years. In Matthew, watch this, Matthew 5:41. Requires Christians to walk 2 miles if you're compelled to walk a mile. What's interesting to note about that is that a Roman mile was made up of 1,000 paces, a millipusum. It's like, wow, cool. In Isaiah 60:22, a little one shall be 1,000. Song of Solomon, 1,000 shekels of silver. I'm not doing all these. There's 521 of them. Covenant that God concludes with Abraham was valid for, this is Psalm 105, verse 8, for 1,000 generations. The word 1,000 makes a reference to people or things, okay? So it's a reference to time. The 1,000 also makes reference to days and years and generations. And the 1,000 also means a number that signifies fullness of quality, a multitude, or an immense amount. That's what that is. So those are all the different things that 1,000 means. You know what 1,000 means to me right now? 1,000 means to me, well, obviously the scriptural references are the most important, but 1,000 means to me 1,000 times that people have blessed me by giving me the opportunity to share with them. I've had 1,000 times where you guys have reached out to me, poured out upon me, prayed for me, supported and encouraged me. And I think that we have just a fantastic audience. Now, I do know that all the radio talk show hosts goes, we have the best audience in the world. My comment would be, we have the best audience in the world when they're walking in Christ. When you guys are not walking in Christ, not so much. Right? Right. But it's a great audience, merciful, forgiving, gracious, and I really am superbly appreciative of the privilege to be able to talk to you and just blessed that there's a connection in the spirit. That's kind of the coolest thing is when somebody, you know, sends a letter or an email or something and they say, hey, you know, this was this or this really helped here or whatever the case may be. We've even had that blessing happen on repeats. I will say this. We did a repeat one time. And the person called, and they had listened, and they were just in this desperate place. And I guess they turned it on right in this part where the repeat. I can't control where the repeat parts are. That's way out of people's hands, right? And I guess it just totally ministered. And I'm just like, the Lord can use anything. And he often does. He's used you guys to be a blessing to me 1,000 times over. So I'll close this out by saying 1,000 thank yous. How about that? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.